We're back on Show Me Today. SEMO's Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau has a new feature for some of its parking lots. 3,500 working solar panels are now harnessing sunlight to generate clean energy, offer cover from the elements, and even better security. Ameren Missouri's Anne-Marie Nowert tells Joey Parker about the project and the company's neighborhood solar program.
We at Ameren Missouri are very excited to have partnered with Southeast Missouri State University on this. And one of the really cool things about this program is that Ameren Missouri sponsors, builds, operates, and maintains for the life of the solar facility a very nice solar carport. And like you mentioned, it's a really cool addition to the parking lot there at the Show Me Center. A very nice parking amenity. You can imagine on these hot summer days, it helps with shading and making it really more comfortable for visitors to the Show Me Center. And then at night, it has LED lighting, which helps with security and just overall adding as an amenity in addition to the clean energy that it's adding to the grid for the benefit of all of our customers.
This is at the Show Me Center's north and south parking lots, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm hearing that no parking spots were lost because of the project, so it was a minimal impact on the parking situation there.
Yeah, thanks to careful planning between, in that great partnership between the university and Ameren Missouri's engineers, we're able to really have a nice setup there that was customized to their lot and didn't lose parking spaces and really added to the overall functionality of the parking lot.
Now, do the solar canopies power just the lights that are used at night, or does it power other things? Will they power other things?
Yeah, great question. So it's a little bit over a 1 megawatt facility, and it's producing on sunny days, even cloudy days, producing some energy enough over the year to power approximately 130 residential homes. So it's adding that clean energy to the grid, harnessing the power of the sun. And so it's very much for public benefit. And then, as you mentioned, it's providing the power for those LED lights that can help with security, help with people navigating the parking lot, students, maybe, pedestrians walking through. So it really serves a lot of benefits there, not only adding to the clean energy locally to the community, but also having that nice security benefit at night.
Now, I know Ameren is a utility company. I know you guys do solar projects and are involved in that. We hear these stories about people who go solar with their homes, and they often have enough energy to self-power. But if they generate more power, is this true? It goes back into the grid and is able to be used elsewhere?
Yeah, so I can't speak in detail to that. I'm not an expert on net metering, but we do have a program, customer-owned solar, that provides that pathway to solar customers may want to follow. And in addition, we have something that's even more of a hands-off, very easy, at the click of a button option to participate in solar for residential and small business customers who maybe don't have a roof conducive to capturing the sun's energy, or they just financially don't want to put the tens of thousands of dollars needed to install their own solar. And that program is called Community Solar, where we build a centralized facility and customers can sign up for a monthly subscription of clean energy from that facility. We take care of all the heavy lifting. It's really a great program and a good option for folks who might be interested in exploring solar, a little lower risk option.
And this has to be in an area where that's available, of course, right?
Yeah, it's open to our whole service territory. If you're a residential or small business customer, you can sign up for it. And we're working now on a wait list to build our next facility. And all you have to do is go to your Ameren.com online account and sign up under program dashboard.
Ameren's Anne-Marie Nowert on Show Me Today, talking about the company's sixth solar facility. Anne-Marie, Ameren covered the cost of this project at no cost to the university. Is it up and running fully now?
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited how this program was able to be funded through our Smart Energy Plan, which is an overall plan to upgrade and provide more reliable, safe, and clean energy for all of our customers across our service territory. This specific program, the Neighborhood Solar Program, provided funding to install solar carports and provide more localized clean energy to communities.
And Ameren,
so to answer your question, it is complete now. It went into service and was announced last week.
So once again, this is amazing to me that now it's a covered lot, which would be an amenity anyway. It's generating its own energy, and the lights at night where it didn't have lights before, or maybe some street lights, but probably not the intensity that's available now, right?
Right, yeah. LED lighting, if you've seen that with Christmas holiday lights ever, you know, it's really that nice, bright, clean lighting, and I think a very great amenity and side benefit of, like you mentioned, there's so many kind of home runs with this type of installation. It's providing clean energy locally that helps with grid resiliency. You know, it helps move towards the 2045 net zero carbon emissions goal that we have overall for our service territory generation. And it, you know, provides that really nice amenity of, you know, beyond just the shading in the summer, it's been a great source of education for students at the university. They've a construction management class was able to shadow the design, project management, and construction process. And Ameren, Missouri was able to donate a panel for future educational use. So really a lot of benefits by having it sited at the university there.
Are there any other big plans ahead? I'm sure there would be.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's, like I mentioned, our overall generation plan is to continue to add clean energy to the grid and get to net zero carbon emissions by 2045. Mm-hmm. Within the neighborhood solar program, we have a couple installations in St. Louis that are either completed or close to it, and then a couple more coming up next week that we're excited to announce. So a lot of great plans on the horizon.
That is exciting. And just to be clear, Ameren doesn't frown on people installing solar panels at their house or their businesses. In fact, you encourage it, right?
Well, you know, we recognize that our customers are coming from, you know, different backgrounds, different needs and desires for solar. And so, yeah, we encourage them exploring a range of options. And we have developed some, I think, really attractive options for customers to have accessible, affordable ability to participate in solar energy. And, you know, I always come back to community solar because I think you really can't beat that. It's a very low upfront cost and very easy to sign up. So, yeah, we absolutely are on board with transitioning to clean energy and continuing to support our customers in how we do our own generation planning.
Anne-Marie, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you think is important for this conversation?
Sure. I'll just circle back to that. We see this program and the project at the university as having impact beyond just clean energy. It's provided on-site training, construction jobs, and economic development for the region. And it's helping to demonstrate how solar energy can be integrated into a community for everyone's benefit.
Fantastic. Ameren's Anne-Marie Nauert joining us on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.